Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Matt. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Playing on a heavy 10 there this afternoon. Only the 6 races on the program at the Sapphire Coast today.
Very small program and lots of scratching. So, yeah, I think we can find a few winners today.
Good stuff. So the first leg of the quaddy is actually race number 3. That's a class 2 handicap over the 15-12. Just the one scratching in this race. You can take out the number 6. The favourite is the 2, LeMay, at $3.10. The 3, Delude, is at $4.20. And the 4, Costa Chin Chin, is at $4.40. How do you see race 3?
Yeah, small field, but a tricky little race. I'm going with Costa Chin Chin. Mr. Stardom is still too good last time. He does enjoy the wet tracks. Just the 2 wins, open 27, the slight concern. Number 1, Valoris, was too good on the heavy last start over 1,400 metres. He's probably even better suited getting out to this trip today. LeMay took 14 starts to break through, but it was an easy win here last time. He can measure up and delude next best. So we've gone 4, 1, 2 and 3.
4, 1, 2 and 3 for Ian in race number 3. Race number 4 is over the 14-12. Takeout numbers 1 and 9 here in race number 4. The favourite is the 6, Singing Dixie, at $2.80. The 7, Sojo, is at $3. And the 2, Cross Creek, is at $3.60. How do you see race 4?
Yeah, I like Sojo. He's the best of the day here, Matt. Number 7 was scratched from Wagga on Friday to run here. She's been very good both her runs today. No problems on the wet track. Getting out to this trip, I think she's definitely one to beat. Number 5, Little Wand, was a much better run second up at this track and be even fitter again today. Number 2, Cross Creek, disappointed last time, in favourite. He can improve here today. And the favourite, I think, is under the odds, Singing Jig. He's had 16 starts, putting in for 4. So I've gone 7, 5, 2 and 6.
7, 5, 2 and 6. Race number 5 is over the 14-12. It's a benchmark 58. Take out numbers 5, 6, 8 and 9. The favourite for Nick Olive is the 10, Lady Tabloid, at $1.65. The 3, Shenandoah, is at $3.70. And the 1, I'm the Business, is at $7.50. With the odds on pop here, Ian.
No, not no. I don't know what I'm missing here. I think it's way too short. I'm pretty keen on Shenandoah. It's been a little bit disappointing this time in, but he drops in class today and gets him a laugh for the claim. Likes the heavy tracks. I think he gets his chance to return to the winning circle today. Number 2, Cartography, drops in grade from his last run. He's had he has 2 wins and 3 from 3 starts on the heavy ground. He'll be a good chance again today. Number 1 on the Business. He's ready to fire now. I'm going to put the favourite in for 4th. Number 10, Lady Tablor, but yeah, I think she's way too short. So I've gone 3, 2, 1 and 10.
3, 2, 1 and 10. Playing around the favourite there in race number 5. The last event on the program at the Sapphire Coast today is over the 1,012 metres. Plenty of scratchings here. Takeout numbers 7, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 and 16. And after all of that, the favourite is the 4, Annual, at $1.50. The 1, Exemplary Lad, is at $6.50. And the 8, Poetic Miss, is at $8.50. What about the favourite here in the last, Ian?
Yeah, no, it's too short too, Matt. I like the top one better than him, Exemplary Lad. He's resuming. They're both resuming, actually. Exemplary Lad's trialled really well. No problems on the wet track for him, whereas Annual hasn't had a trial this time in, and he's also queer and heavy for me, so he's probably a danger because there's not much left in the race after scratching. Put him in for 2nd. Number 2, Maxed Out. Number 1, resuming. Has some chance. And put in number, where we go, number 5, next best. So, all new race to last, but I'm keen on the 1. So, I've gone 1, 4, 2, and 5.
1, 4, 2, and 5. So if we can get these odds-on favourites beaten today, there might be a bit of value at the Sunshine Coast. Just recapping your best value, your quaddy and your play of the day there, Ant.
Well, the best Matt will make race 4, number 7. I think he's got on Sojo at about $3. He'd probably go each way. There's 7 runners. Couldn't miss 1-2. Keen on him. The value is the last one. Number 1, Exemplary Lad. I think he's way over the odds at $5 or $6. I do think he's a better chance than Annual. So make him the value. The quaddy, the first leg, will take numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a bit tricky, that race. Second leg, 2, 5, 6, 7. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 10. And come home with 1, 2, and 4 in the last. And the play of the day, I'll be working around those last 2 very short price favourites.
Great stuff. Good luck this afternoon, Ian.
Thanks, Matt.